Your reasoning chain just got a lot more expensive. Welcome back to Exploring Next, episode 243. I'm here with Boone, and today we're diving into research that could actually solve the biggest headache in AI deployment right now.
The code T-tax.
Exactly. Chain of thought makes models way smarter, but those reasoning traces can triple your token costs. This paper from Masoli and team says, we've been thinking about compression all wrong.
Right. And I love their core insight. You know, they're treating reasoning as a lossy compression problem. Instead of just chopping tokens randomly, they're asking what information actually matters for getting the right answer.
Okay, but Boone, break down what they mean by information bottleneck. Because this isn't just academic theory. If they cracked this, every API provider is going to want this tech.
So imagine you're trying to solve a math problem. Your prompt has the question, your reasoning trace works through the steps, and your response gives the answer. Classic information bottleneck says compress that middle part,
Makes sense so far.
But here's where it gets clever. They realized that naive IB breaks down with transformers because of attention. The model can look back at the original prompt while generating the response, which violates this Markov property that IB assumes.
Wait. So the traditional approach assumes the reasoning trace is the only bridge between question and answer?
Exactly. But with attention, the model's cheating. It's got a direct line back to the prompt. So they introduced conditional information bottleneck instead. Under CIB, the reasoning trace only needs to contain information about the response that isn't directly accessible from the prompt. It's like, okay, what do I actually need to think through versus what can I just read off directly?
That's actually brilliant. So instead of compressing everything, you're only compressing the novel computational work.
Right. And this gives them a clean RL objective. Maximize task reward while minimizing the information in your reasoning trace under some prior. The prior is where it gets really interesting.
How so?
Instead of just counting tokens like existing budget forcing methods, they use semantic priors. They measure token cost by surprisal under a language model. Basically, how unexpected is this token given what came before? So repetitive filler gets heavily penalized because it's predictable, but genuine insights that advance the reasoning get preserved because they're surprising in a good way.
Okay, that's actually clever. You're not just cutting length, you're cutting cognitive bloat while keeping the real thinking. From a product angle, this could unlock entirely new pricing tiers. Like, imagine OpenAI offering a reasoning optimized tier that's 30% cheaper but maintains accuracy. That changes the economics for everyone building COT workflows.
And the beauty is it's model agnostic. You can apply this to any transformer during fine-tuning. They're essentially teaching the model to be its own editor. They'd keep the essential reasoning, ditch the rambling.
What kind of compression ratios are we talking about? Because if this is like 5% savings, it's interesting but not game-changing.
They're reporting significant compression with minimal accuracy drops, though I'd want to see this tested on more diverse reasoning tasks. Math problems are one thing, but what about multi-step code generation or complex analysis?
Right. And the real test is production deployment. Academic benchmarks are great, but I want to see this running on customer workloads where every token matters.
The theoretical foundation is solid, though. CIB gives you a principled way to think about what reasoning is actually necessary versus what's just the model being verbose.
And that opens up a whole product category. Reasoning efficient models, cost optimized inference endpoints, developer tools that automatically compress KOT chains. I'm giving this concept an A- for market potential.
I'm adding a CIB implementation to my weekend project list. The math looks tractable and the RL setup is pretty standard once you get the objective right.
All right. For anyone who wants to dig deeper, First, grab the paper and work through their CIB derivation. Second, if you're feeling ambitious, implement their surprisal-based prior on a simple reasoning task.
And third, start experimenting with different semantic priors. The uniform prior they compare against is just token counting, but you could get creative, maybe task-specific priors or learned priors that adapt to different reasoning patterns. This is the kind of research that actually ships. Smart compression beats dumb optimization every time.